Welcome to GamerCast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul, and this is episode 47, recorded live on the 5th of November 2006 at 19:25:09, right? Okay.
And we're live.
I said that. It's a GamerCast recorded live. Keep up, man. Keep up.
It's recorded in front of a live studio audience. We need a button that does that so that we can have loads of people going, Yeah,
Uberman.
Just record us two yelling and then just keep changing the pits and
we'll do the loop.
Yeah, later on. We found a really cool thing where if we listen to our own show live, I can go, it's an echo with a 10-second delay. 10 seconds later, you hear a quieter version of me going, it's an echo with a 10-second delay. And then I started layering it up. I will do it during it live on a record once. But
no, you're not. Okay, this week's show notes are pretty empty. In fact, we've got 3 items.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about letters first. We received no letters this week.
I know, I'm sad.
So we're going to have to kick some ass about that because, you know, for fuck's sake.
Come on, we do this for you. We pay to talk to you. This costs us money. You give us nothing.
Bobman gave us 20 quid.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bobman, wherever Bobman is these days. We miss Bobman. He gave us money.
Where's the love?
Yeah, man, we still want his iPod. I'm gonna smash it.
I'm gonna smash his iPod.
Oh my god, we could suddenly do a clip of us smashing iPods randomly at intervals during the show.
Oh, that would rock.
So yeah, we're broadcasting this live. We actually broadcast live now, every Sunday at 7 o'clock UK time. You can find more about that on live.gamercast.net. There's also a link to that on gamercast.net, the regular site anyway.
Yeah, if you go over to above the t-shirts where it says subscription, you'll see a little line where it says you can listen to us live every Sunday. Click on that and it'll take you to the link so you can actually listen to us.
Well, we're not broadcasting, we'll just loop through all our old shows and stuff like that.
Yeah, so if you don't want to download them or anything like that, you can just...
If you're hardcore and you want to listen to us in a stupid order, like, you know, it's...
I find it kind of nostalgic because when you did that, I switched it on and I was listening to it for quite some time in the background.
It's really weird because you can remember bits of it and say, yeah, I remember that.
And then there's like loads of weird random stuff I can't remember us doing and stuff like that.
We need to get Rudis back on.
I might be able to get Stu back on again.
Oh, great. That will be fun.
The scary Scottish man.
We have to do an introduction thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, no letters this week, so send us some feedback, for God's sake. I won't tell you again.
Should we talk about some of the new stuff that we're thinking about adding to the show now?
Go for it.
Right, basically, because before we were, as some people know, we were live now and again on an episode.
We were live until Windows Media Encoder was broken on Windows Vista.
Yeah.
But now it's working again, so we're back doing it live with the chat room.
And any of you that had been with us on live would know how kind of annoying it was to try and type something in with your media player and do all this funky stuff, and some people had a lot of trouble trying to activate. Now, again will we have
it
to do
blocked on their firewall.
Now you'll never have to do that. It's literally go to a web page, and in the middle of the web page will be media player playing our episodes one back of the other.
But you can still, you know, push it out in a separate player if you want. You don't have to keep the website open.
And then as soon as we come on live, it clicks over. Now, to do this, we've actually had to get a new server. So me and Paul are splitting the money, and Paul's
splitting the money, and I'm paying more. I'm paying the bulk of it.
Because you got more on it. I'm just helping, and I'll have my own little web page on it. Because of that, we're...
Yeah, man, we need to get Laura to pay.
So we can hopefully be able to, once we get it sorted and then all figured out, and we know people are actually going to be on the other end and listen to us more... Because before we had a limitation of how many people we could have live.
Yeah, because my bandwidth is only 256 kilobits per second up. We could only have, like, say, 4 people listening. Now we can have, like, lots.
Yeah, an incredible large amount of
people. I actually made an artificial limit of 250. Just because I don't want the server to be too hammered.
Yeah. This also means that at some point, once we've got it all set up, we're thinking of relaunching GamerCast and actually making it a live video podcast. Now,
hang on, we're not calling it a podcast anymore.
No, it will be
because of Apple's utter disrespect for trying to, you know, clean the term pod. We're now going to call it Apple Suckcast.
Well, we're going to be... Well,
it's a webcast, okay?
Yeah, it's a webcast. A radio show, in some respects. A video live radio
show. Yeah, webcast, like a radio cast.
Yeah.
Well, we should call it radio cast. It sounds like Radiohead, only spelt wrong.
The other advantage to it is Paul's been tinkering around trying to figure a way for us to enter other feed in through between our webcam.
Oh my god.
And
I just had an absolutely awesome idea. We set up some other people around the world, like Bob Mann and whoever, to have their webcam open, and we get the feed coming into our computer from their machines, and we randomly throw that into our video feed.
That would be rather cool.
So, we suddenly switch over to Bob Mann picking his nose or something.
That would be rather cool.
Or Killy Pants Mafia scratching his ass. So, yeah, we need to take over other people's houses at random. And install our webcams.
It's a shame we can't set it up so that we've got it on split screen, so I could be at home when we do this. On rare occasions when I can't leave the house or something, we could record them both at home. The other advantage to it is we can switch feed to like a prepared video, or say for instance a trailer's out, we can quickly download it before the episode if we've something we've found, and then we can show you the trailer while we're talking about it. We're still trying to sort out a few sound issues because we're having trouble being able to play sound.
We need a decent microphone.
Yeah, we've got to sort out some microphones, thinking of maybe getting some headsets so we're not getting any interference from speakers. And as well as that, it means a big plea out to anybody out there. If anybody knows of any software that would allow me to visually and sound, as well as sound, record what's happening on my screen while I'm doing stuff.
The way I would do it, screen capture utility like, what's it called? There's one out there which will capture your screen and do it in really high quality. Then, either at the same time record the audio as well.
Yeah.
Or record the audio after when you put it in Movie Maker and whatever. Mm.
Or if there's anything that's out there that's free that will work with Adobe Premiere or something like that, because I've got Adobe Premiere or something.
Adobe loser. Adobe suck, man. They're on the suck list.
So we can get that sorted.
Yeah, we need to bring the suck list back.
Yeah, the suck list. All right, do the suck. You have to write the suck list on that.
I'll do it on the fly, man.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
As well as Adobe. For that, it means that when I do my reviews,
McAfee.
I will be able to do them in advance.
Oracle.
We can just play the review so you can actually see what I'm talking about. So I might redo some reviews as well.
Well, the trouble with that is we'll have to edit bits of it for the audio podcast, which will be annoying.
Yeah, but if we're just playing it there, I can just put it out.
Oh.
If I'm going to do it in advance, what I'll do is I'll do two reviews, an audio and a video review, and then we can just edit in, swap them over.
I don't mind doing that.
So things like that we'll be able to integrate into the show, which will be quite cool, and the fact you'll be able to see us, you poor people. We'll have to wear masks. I can put my Darth Vader helmet on again. Yeah, you've got your Russian furry cat hat. It's very cool. That's some cool features that should be coming soon. We're trying to sort out the bugs and get it all so that it will work when we want it to work. As well as that, I'm going to be starting drawing my new comic book soon, which will be connected with GamerCast, which will have some similarities to the show. And will be quite cool. That looks so funny with the dog ear thing, Dad. Bet that's warm.
It is, man. It is.
Fry your brain in a Russian hat. Right.
Shanka, mate. Right. So on with the show then, yeah?
Yep. I would be doing probably a review and a look at Dawn of War, but unfortunately I got my copy off Play.com a little bit too late.
Play.lame.
So
.noob.
I will have it by Monday.
Oh, man, we need a new top-level domain. Noise. We need a .noob top-level domain.
Cool. Okay. On with the review. Right. Released this Friday, Neverwinter Nights 2.
Apparently, this is a sequel to Neverwinter Nights 1.
It is.
Wow, man, I'm such a genius.
It is.
I'm sending blank text messages.
Now, there's three versions out. There is the standard one.
Catherine bought the fancy version on Friday.
From where?
From Newport.
From game?
Yeah. in a box that was big.
I know, that's what I got. There's the limited edition Good Book, which is from Play.com, which
Good
was sold
book,
out
man.
For. It was released, which comes with the same stuff that the other one will. And the Chaotic Dark Book, which was for a game. I got myself the. I got the chicken. I ate the dinner too quick. I'm trying to get over here.
Yeah, man, we've got a schedule to keep now. We're doing it live. We have to start broadcasting at 7 on the dot, which is why we actually weren't broadcasting till like 20 past, but whatever.
We were live. People could listen to
it. We were broadcasting before, but we were just being really random and trying stuff out.
Yeah. So that's the cool thing is if you come live, you know, you come at 7, we might not start until 7:15 or 7:30.
But there'll be something to listen to,
us goofing around. Now and again, we might shove the webcam on randomly while we're still playing around with features, and you'll see us for a few seconds, and it'll go off, and then we'll do the normal show that everybody else will be downloading.
Or the podcast people. Old school, mate. Old school. We do live stuff now. Live.
You sounded so cockney then.
It's live, mate.
It's live. Live, mate. I'll come up from up north, lad.
Yeah, man. That's as good, yeah. I am a Jamaican German, yeah.
You're from
Jamaican, man.
Jamaican German.
Jamaican bobsleigh team.
Oh, you completely put me off my review now.
You talk about Neverwinter Nights, dude.
Okay. Neverwinter Nights.
Don't do that. It like, makes a noise.
Yeah, everyone's been deafened.
Sorry.
So, got the box, got it home. It looks like a book, which is rather cool. And it's nice and sturdy. Opened it up, and inside you've got...
Inside is Tucker saying, bow, chick, bow. Wow. Hey man, let's look at my blog. Let's do that.
Yeah, you look at your blog a minute. Inside there you'll get the game, which is same packaging as you would have if you bought it separately, non-special edition. You get this groovy art book, a DVD with music and artwork on, full copy of Neverwinter Nights 1 with the expansion packs, all the codes for it. A 7-day trial on Dungeons & Dragons Online, which is rather cool. A Neverwinter Nights silver ring. I think it probably only fit on my thumb. And a Dungeons & Dragons miniature, a D&D miniature of a cave troll, which is rather cool. Laura had a look at it and she wasn't too sure if it was...
A cave troll?
From the new series or... one that she just hadn't seen. It was right, very
close. When's Laura stand. Actually going to be on the show?
Probably never.
Why not? She can talk about Diablo.
She said one of her friends is trying to drag her back into Diablo again.
Oh, God.
Supposedly making
Diablo.
A new one.
A new Diablo?
I've never played it myself.
Why make a new one? Everyone just plays the fucking second one. It's like the game that refuses to die.
It's like Doom. It's a good game.
Shut up. Doom rocks. Doom is not in the same league as Diablo, mate. Doom is, you know, way out there.
Yeah, on another planet called Mars.
Phobos.
Phobos.
Moon.
A moon.
Of Mars.
Of Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, dude? Right. Well, it's on Deimos as well, or whatever.
Okay, so...
It was in Doom 3, they moved it to the actual planet Mars.
Right, so you get all that gubbins in there. Fans of Neverwinter Nights will like the fact that everything looks the same. You're not going to be starting it up and thinking, whoa, this is completely different. This has got nothing to like. Because people who are fans like to feel comfortable, you know. Mm-hmm. When you play Halo and you play Halo 2, you know, there are major similarities. There's lots of differences, but there's major similarities. You feel comfortable in your environment. Same with this. The loading up screen updated straight away. And then straight into the game. Creating my character, it is a little bit more depth than Neverwinter Nights. There's more subcategories of different types of races, a couple more new races. There's a lot more classes for you to be able to pick, as well as classes that...
Why do I get a fucking class?
You know, like if you're a ranger or a paladin or a warrior or a barbarian
ranger.
Or a mage or a sorceress or a warlock, Well, now you'll get ones that are unlockable, so you can't create a new character with those until you've got a character already got that far as such. I've only played through the majority of what is the first looking like tutorial. Much better than the one on the first game. Start off, I created a human ranger. I can't stop looking at that hat. I just kept expecting a pair of cat ears to come out of it and this cat to uncurl from your head and jump off. I bet your white cat would love to sit in that hat. If she could get in it.
Don't mess with the hat. Have you seen Catherine's hat?
Yeah, you find a picture while I can't talk.
Don't make stupid noises, dude. This is GamerCast, professional webcast. Don't mess with me. I've got a hat on.
He's got a cat on his head. Paul has a black cat on his head. A Russian cat. Welcome to GamerCast.
Yeah, have you seen this stupid portal thing?
A portal thing? Guy in a hood. Master Chief.
Yeah, the guy's on portal. Finish your damn review, okay? Then we'll talk about that.
Okay, let me finish.
Stop letting me interrupt you, man.
Carry on going through a fair, which allows you to experience certain elements of the game. Majority of players from the first ones will be able to pick this up really easily. Anybody that plays Dungeons & Dragons will probably have an easier time with the fact that now it is running off 3.5 Dungeons & Dragons rules.
Hardcore, man.
Yeah, definitely hardcore. Ooh, Dalek. Myself, I found this much easier to play than the first one. I only play the first one now and again, and only to a limitation. This one, I was picking up a lot quicker once I figured out where all the buttons were and how everything could change. Oh yeah, that's a very cool hat with ears. I like that. The storyline seems a little bit more in-depth. The zooming in, obviously, the graphics are much, much better than the first one. The sound is there. The cutscenes, instead of it just being the camera staying put, the camera will zoom in, prop round in a good position for a bit of dialogue. So any part of major part of the story, there will be some dialogue and people talking. Anything else, you will get the standard box with the someone saying something and you putting in your 10 cents.
Box! Doo-doo! Carry on.
As well as in the main storylines where you've got the camera overhead, not being overhead and actually being in a good shot, you will have your point to stick on your 10 cents by clicking on one of your...
10 blue. Cents? What do you know about me?
You know, your view, what you want to say. You get like several different lines of writing.
It's 2 cents, isn't it?
I don't know. $5. And you can click on that and speak, which is quite cool.
Speak.
So basically, you're in this village. It's kind of swampland. And
wow, swamp village. And what idiot would build a village in a swamp? What numpty would do that? What is this, Planet of the Retards?
It's whatever land you can get your hands on. Come on, you've seen Amsterdam. They built it. Was it Amsterdam where it's all flat and they built dams?
Well, it's the whole of the Netherlands, isn't it?
Yeah. See?
Because the average just underwater in it.
Yeah. So... there's a fair on, and your friends turn up.
Yeah, man, we need to reclaim the English Channel. Have our land back as mine. We've got these wrecked boats all around. Everywhere you look, it's like a giant boat there. I want to build my house there, but some idiot sunk his boat there.
I don't want a boat.
Oh my god, we could just live in a boat.
GamerCast Space Station.
Oh my god, we could just live in a U-boat.
U-boat. GamerCast U-boat. Yeah, you man, come up for transmission and for air. For food.
No, we just use a snorkel.
Okay.
Just get on with your review, man.
Don't interrupt me. Where was I? Yeah, so there's a fair. You and your friends go off and you have to go and compete for this Harvest Cup. So the advantage with this is it allows you to be able to have a quick go at different types of this melee combat where you go in with clubs and you're beating up these guys. And then you go to your stepfather, who is an elf.
An elf? Raised, what a noob.
and he gives you a crossbow, and you have to shoot all these
big axe, whack around their flipping fancy heads.
Wine. This is really hard when you're talking. wine bottles on crates, and you have to shoot them, and you have to try and get a high score.
Sounds fun.
And then your friend, who's the mage, she has to stand in front of all these kids and do a display with her powers. So she has to make either you or someone else turn really, really humongous, turn you into a giant. She has to conjure something, so you conjure up a bat and it flaps around for a bit. And then you have to use your flame powers and acid rain to destroy a barrel. And all the kids are like, it's kind of like the whole Gandalf scene, you know, where he's like shooting off the fire. You know, fireworks, Gandalf, fireworks! And he shoots off the fireworks and stuff. It's kind of...
Those fireworks are totally unrealistic. You know, firework that turns into a dragon. What the hell? How can he do that?
Magic, my friend. Magic.
Yeah, because of course it's a thing of magic. If he's so magical, why didn't he just wave his magical stick around and, you know, blow up Mordor? He's not that magical, is he? How convenient. He can't actually do anything decent.
Well, as we all know, it's based off a book, and if you blew up Mordor at the very beginning, it would be a leaflet, not a three-section book that was split into three books in Tolkien.
Yeah, like, why bother even fighting a battle? Just turn the other army to stone or something.
But, rocket. And another one. We're under attack.
Yeah, this is a bad day to do it on.
Yeah, but it's fireworks day and the fireworks are being shot at us.
Yeah, man, because in the UK we have this thing where we burn people. Hey, man, there's this guy called Guy. We burn him.
We burn the guy.
Yeah, oh god.
With forks. Stab him with forks and burn him.
Yeah, finish your review. I
would actually say that Neverwinter Nights is worth giving it a go. If you picked
up... If you like RPGs. If you like sport games, don't bother.
But graphically, I was impressed. I was a little bit disappointed first few seconds into it, because from the screenshots I was expecting a bit more. But once you get into it, you like any of the Neverwinter Nights and any of the Thingy Realm games or Dungeons & Dragons, you just get sucked into it.
Suck.
And once I was sucked into it, I was playing it until my dad said I had to turn the computer off because we had the electric shut off for the electrician to continue fixing our house this afternoon, which was annoying. That's why I only got so far. Right, best way to describe it is comparison to the old game. Costumes and clothing, much more variety. You know, you get a cape, you've got a real cape. You know, we're in the land of World of Warcraft now, where you can change your items and stuff. Not as probably detailed, but I haven't got that far into it. Much nicer. Everything else, the system is still using the same system, so it's not like anything majorly new. It's not like some guy who's played Neverwinter Nights constantly built his own map and all this, and he can't wait for this game. He's going to turn it on and go, what the hell is the tech button and why is the mouse doing this crazy third-person control shit? You know, it's exactly
the same. Don't swear on GamerCast. This is a professional family show for professional family people. Don't fucking swear again.
Coming from the guy with the fucking cat on his hat.
What do you know about me?
So, I would say definitely go out and buy this game. Check the specs. It is it's running on the top specs at the moment. So, you know, it's pushing my computer to its edge. The only thing that I don't like about this is the fact that the shadow generator went a bit schizoid on my computer, and there were shadows from everywhere. And depending when you start using the mouse wheel to zoom in and zoom out, the shadows would start to sketch a bit. But to be honest, I wasn't after groovy big fucking shadows and stuff. You know, it didn't really bother me. So what I did
was... This is GamerCast. Professional family show.
You can say that every time I swear.
Yeah.
Cool.
We have to clean up the show, man.
Okay. We're cleaning it up. Fir trees. Bar stewards.
I've been trying to do it for the last 6 months, Frel. But I always end up swearing in the first 5 minutes.
Frel. We'll have to start saying Frel.
Frack. I'll have to start saying that again. Fracking noob. Fucking sniper noob. Fucking hide on the fucking roof. Fracking roof, you fracking sniper noob.
Lots of practice, Paul. Lots of practice. We'll get you a swear jar.
No way, man. I'll be skinned. I'll have to go bankruptcy and then let in like 10 minutes.
Well, we'll buy you some hard-boiled sweets and you can just put the sweets in the swear jar.
Are you finishing review? Because I got stuff to talk about.
Cool.
Come on, man. I found some stuff.
So, yeah, I would say it's an annoyance, but the shadows are easy to turn off, and you can just go with the classic shadows under the characters sort of thing. And once I did that, to be honest, I didn't even notice. I wasn't... It's one of those games where you're not paying attention to that sort of thing. You know, it's Dungeons & Dragons. You want to go around, do a quest, save the world, get a good sword, get some new armor.
Get sword. Kill.
The magic. Now, I must admit, one thing I did like about it is the magic, because of the generator for it, much better in comparison. You know, this time I actually wanted to be a mage. I wish I had now, because normally I always go for some guy with a sword or a bow or something like that.
A bow, Ponty elf.
And, you know, the costumes were limited, so you go for the guy in the mage, and he looks like he's wearing a big frock. This yellow, big yellow and purple frock, and it was kind of like, oh my god, what's your name? I like going in the black kind of leather look sort of thing. So now, I must admit, you go as a ranger, and he's got this nice green, you know, elven sort of gear on, a bit like... It's a cross between Aragorn and Legolas sort of look, and I liked it. I must admit, it's got Dungeons & Dragons feel written all over it much, much more this time. So I'm going to play a little bit more, and I'll do probably a bit more of a review again when I've got into a bit more and explain more about the in-depth of the game once I've got into it, because I'm not entirely sure if I've finished the tutorial, because if any of you have played the first one, you've got the tutorial where you're been assigned to the quest and you're going around training and you have to meet all these people and learn how to attack and do all this, that and the other. So I got the feeling that the fair was the same, but at the end of the fair the village gets under attack. So I'm not sure if that's beginning of the story of the quest onwards, or if that's still more to do with combat training and stuff like that before the game really gets going. So I'm going to have to play a little bit more to get into it, but I'm liking it. I'm glad I bought it. Well worth the money. And I would definitely say go for the Uber edition. Because
how many GamerCast stars?
Out of...
whatever. 39.
Out percentage, I would give it... a GamerCast percentage of...
GamerCast percentage goes up from 1 to 2. 1 is suck. 2 is good.
There you go. 3 then. No, it's good. I'm definitely liking it. I would say... scoreage, I would say about 88%.
Yeah. Are you just copying the PC Gamer score?
No, because I haven't got hold of a PC gamer in quite some time.
Okay, so that's our review of Neverwinter Nights 2, now available on PC.
Yeah.
More accurately, now available on Windows-powered PCs.
As well as the fact that it's a limited edition version. Try and get hold of it as quick as you can. I am
too late. Already gone.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Game over, man. Game over.
Game over. All right.
Game over. Right, cool. Go on. Right. Can I say something now? Is it my turn to do my segment?
It's the control panel network.
Yeah.
So instead of it saying where stuff is, now you've got your Vistanov, which it shows a computer. Your server, it shows a computer. Vistanov 2 shows a computer. Your Xbox 360 is actually a picture of an Xbox 360 with its signal strength. Vista tablet...
is a picture of a computer.
Yeah. And...
but yeah, man, before, with the... last week's episode, we talked a bit about the autumn update for Xbox 360, which enabled 1080p native support and a bunch of other things. It also now enables link layer topology discovery. LLTD.
Right.
Which basically allows Windows Vista to position your Xbox 360 on the network map feature, because Windows Vista has this feature where it can draw a map of your network.
Cool.
So there you show the Xbox 360 is connected to my wireless network called Smarter.net. Well, all these three computers are connected to my Switch. So, you know, it goes out over the network and draws it.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
And I'm presuming that the dotted line from the Xbox 360 to that and from the tablet is to signify...
indicates it's wireless.
That it's wireless and all the others...
yeah, the Vista tablet normally does report the wireless strength as well, but it just didn't for some reason at the moment. But normally when you've got wireless networks, they report the strength of the signal as well. So that's cool, because before that, the Xbox 360 would just show up along the bottom here saying unable to position on network.
That's good.
So yeah, now Vista and Xbox 360 can do all that funky stuff.
Much more compatible.
Yeah. So yeah, the new update for Xbox 360 is available. It kicks butt. You can now stream video from Windows XP machines. You don't need Media Center Edition anymore. So that's cool. Yeah, you'll be able to use that now.
If I had... Well, I do have a 360, but it has...
Oh, you'd have a 360, that sucks, man.
Well, I have a 360, but I have no controller, and I have...
Ow! Dude, no, the mic. Don't hurt the mic.
No video cable, and it only lasts 5 minutes before it turns itself off and never turns back on for another year.
Yeah.
This crap. They will buy another one, but I'm going to get my
Gears
Wii first.
Of War.
I'm going to get my Wii first.
Gears of War.
Hopefully, if everything goes right, you guys will be able to watch our review of Gears of War on Gamercast, which would be cool.
Gamercast live to start off with, so.
Yeah, that's...
We're only going to be doing this video stuff live if people actually watch it real time.
Yeah, the good thing about it was we never wanted to do lots of, like, what was Gamercast TV. We did that one-off.
Because it was such a lot of work.
It was effort recording. I had to record it at my house, then I had to edit it, put all the sound together, and then get it into a format small enough to pass to Paul to upload. And that was a week's worth of work. With me working full-time, it's hard to get that sort of thing done on
yeah,
a regular
man.
Basis. So
work, man.
What we're Quit. Thinking of doing is...
Gamercast Professional, which is a new edition of Gamercast. You can buy in the shops today. It's essentially a subscription model where you pay us £500 a week and we do video episodes.
One-to-one to the customer. They get an hour each.
Oh man, that'd be awesome.
We just repeat the episode to them all and they get...
Well, let's bump it up to £2,500 then.
But, no, seriously, we don't want to have video recorded. It will be literally video live, but we're going to make sure we're also going to record the episode so that people will be able to download it. Now, we have been, you know, this is not a definite yet, but we've been thinking of maybe cutting the episodes down to the video ones. If people are going to come along and watch them on a regular basis, they will be up to around maybe an hour long, if we can stretch them out that long. And we will cut them down, so we'll do it an hour, but we'll do it every other week.
Yeah, but we don't know yet, because it's
we
a
don't
lot
know
of work
yet. We're still looking into it, so that...
I mean, my idea was we just do a video broadcast live, do the audio as we always do, but if you want to watch it live, you get video as well.
Well, no, that's what I meant. I mean, what...
Rather than your dodgy idea of us doing one episode a year and just cutting it into 365 tiny pieces.
No, listen.
An episode a day, man. Gamercast, daily. Oh my god, the daily Gamercast. We could do like a 2-second clip every day. And it's all cut out of one giant clip we just recorded at the start of the year.
No, remember what I was saying is, we do it every other week, normal Gamercast.
Every live. Other week?
Yeah.
No, way, man, we got to do it every week. Gamercast, weekly.
Alright, we can do it weekly.
No. Bi-weekly. No, tri-weekly.
Oh, we got many ideas.
Oh, whatever. Who cares, man? Nobody listens anyway, so who cares? There's been 200 people who listen and never fucking leave feedback. Use my bandwidth. No fucking reason.
They listen, but
yeah,
they don't
you've
do
seen
it.
The new Windows Vista and Office 2007 packaging.
Ooh.
These are the boxes.
With the transparency going around the outside.
Well,
inside.
It's plastic in there.
Yeah, but you know.
It's like, plastic
hard box. It's kind of the glass.
But the cool thing is curvy corner.
Yeah, I like that. I do like that. And a curvy spine as well.
Yeah.
So what have we got there? We've got...
We're just looking at the packaging for Windows Vista and Office 2007, which you can find on my blog at blog.smartphone.net/Paul. Or you can find a link to it on gamercast.net. And it's like, if you just scroll down to like the 31st of October, it's on there. So yeah, the box is really nice, because I'll show you my Windows XP box. It's Windows XP.
Yeah, I don't have my Windows
kind
XP box.
Kind of boring,
box.
Really.
I just got the guts.
Although I think they thought it was cool putting the start button down there. They paid someone like $10,000 to do that.
Won't be surprised. So we've got Office, Home and Student Edition.
Yeah, it's no longer Student, it's no longer Student and Teacher, or Teacher and Student. It's now Home and Student. So that's cool, because most people buy that anyway, especially home users, so that's cool. and office professional, which people like myself buy, because we are hardcore, mm-hmm. and we demand pro in the title, even if we have to pay an extra 10 grand for no extra functionality. We just need pro on the box.
Exactly.
Because we're pro, man.
Then we've got Windows Vista Home Basic.
Home Premium, Business, and Ultimate, which is in a really nice black box.
What's the difference with all those four then? Or is they're not released anything yet?
Difference, Home Basic, don't buy that, waste of time. No funky glass interface. Home Premium, funky glass interface, Media Center Edition, blah blah blah. Business has tablet features built in, and Ultimate has everything built in.
Yeah, so I'll be getting Ultimate. I suppose it's good if you want...
10,000 quid.
If you want to upgrade to Vista, but you don't want to be giving everybody all the functionality. You know, if you're a company where you're shutting all the features off and you don't want it looking all fancy and people customizing everything, you want it all just an operating system, you know, basic. I think that's where they're going with that. They want people to have the basic. So, because people in an office environment, they don't want them to have access to Media Center and all this, and they don't want it in there. And, you know, they want a cheap computer. It runs...
Whoa, man, Catherine's listening. Scary.
So, so it's sort of thing, but Ultimate, oh. Will it say that when it comes up? You'll go black and you'll go, Vista Ultimate Edition.
Yeah, it's got a picture of Adam doing this.
Ultimate Edition.
Oh my god, that cool idea. So yeah, what else am I going to talk about? Ooh, Xbox 360 HD DVD drive will work on Windows Vista.
You can plug it into it?
Yeah, Windows Vista will say, hi man. But you might have to buy like DVD software for it. Because although Windows Vista has got the VC1 codec built in, which is, you know, Windows Media Video 9 basically, it doesn't have H.26, whatever, the stupid codec that nobody is ever going to use because it's heavy on resources and it doesn't look as good as VC1. But to actually officially play an HD DVD, you need all those codecs available. So you probably have to buy, like you do with Windows XP, you'll have to buy WinDVD or PowerDVD or whatever. But, you know, the high definition versions when they're released.
Right, next review.
Next review is Sims 2 Pets. Adam is sad review.
It came with the console. I'm trading it in.
You're like, chill, man.
I was going to trade it when I got it then, but I thought I'd take it home and play on it, then I can at least talk about it, and then bring it in and trade it in next week. In comparison to any other Sims I play, Sims 2, I have yet to get pets, so I can't compare it to the pet system, so I'm not entirely sure what's in there. But
buy the PC version, man.
That's what I'm going to do.
You're going to buy the PC? Oh my god.
At some point, which is really cheap.
Yeah, like 50 quid. Aquaman bargain. Sims 2, pets, it's gone.
The cat! Oh god, I killed the cat.
You can put the cat in the oven. Die, you crazy sim pet.
I wonder what the pet, the sim, because the sims don't like fire. They absolutely hate fire. So... what are the pets going to do?
Well, the pets like fire. The pets run around on fire. Right, okay, Catherine in the chat room asked a question of why Adam has The Sims 2 Pets. Adam bought a Nintendo DS today, a pink one, and it came with The Sims 2 Pets. So that's actually what it came with his DS. It was in the bundle, so that's why he's got it.
But I didn't trade it in there and then because I wanted to try it out for today's show.
Yeah, man, we're actually doing work. We actually bought a Nintendo DS just for the show.
Why did Adam buy a pink one?
Adam is gay.
No. It's a present. I haven't opened it yet.
It's a present for someone. Adam bought it for someone, and that means it's pink, because they probably like a pink one. And it comes with The Sims 2 Pets, which Adam wanted to play, which he played. And to review for the show.
Then I'll bring it back.
Because we are hardcore, and we actually review things. We actually go out of our way and spend loads of money to review things just for the show.
So yeah, in
like when I reviewed a game. That's a game I actually bought. Civ 4 Warlords.
Right. I was a little bit freaked out by the fact that when you started doing that, it...
Hang on, Catherine says something else. She says the pink is a nice pink. I agree with that. It could have been a really nice, crappy pink.
It is a nice pink. I must admit, it's one of those flavour colours. There are certain
flavours... It looks like you can eat it.
Yeah, you get certain... It's like there's a Fiat out that's got this strawberry pink look. And when you look at it, my taste buds start watering because I'm kind of like, I want some Opal fruits when you look at it.
Oh God, now I want some.
But this, you look at it and you're just thinking, strawberry milkshake. It is strawberry milkshake colour. It's really nice. But yeah, when you start up Sims, you create your character and you
create your sim.
Yeah, it's a little bit limited, but you know you're on a DS.
It's on a DS. You don't want full functionality.
But when you're creating the name, you can't delete what it says. It says Doctor, so I'm Dr. Clough, because you don't actually play as a sim with lots of other sims. You actually play as a doctor in a vet, and you live in your vet surgery, and you have your own animal that you look after. You can only have a cat or a dog. You can't. The cool thing about changing it is
Why can't you have a chicken? Or a pig, or a hippo.
Don't know. I know that there's a large
or
amount.
Or chupacabra.
It's major different. They said on the net that the console version to the PC version will be majorly different. The console versions will be all designed around the
console
concept.
Console versions are always lame.
Around the pets, where obviously it is not a full game for Sims 2 on the PC. It's an expansion. Basically, I mean, you can carry on playing the same game you had before, but you can go down the pet store and buy a dog and then buy some pet food for him, and you have to look after him and stuff. And if you want to, you can get rid of the dog and never have the dog again, but you still got the expansion, and it means that now people who walk past will be walking their dogs as before they weren't. So this one, you play as a veterinarian. You can change your cat. I did like the way that you can say who the dad cat was and who the mum cat was, and you've got a slider to mix between the two to try and change the look for them, which is quite cool. If that's in the PC version, that will probably be a lot more uber and a lot more nicer. But you know, I started thinking, oh, this might actually be good, you know, the music, the classic sim music sort of thing going, and then powers up and I'm like, whoa, can't see anything. And you know, you're having to move the sim around by clicking on the screen like you're doing and telling them to walk there. But when you click on to walk somewhere, it doesn't walk there until you click on where it says walk. So you click a dot, it says walk, and you click on the word walk, and then it'll walk there. But because the screen is so small and the picture's so big, it's not zoomed out. So because it's only a small place, because they don't make it really large because the DS can't handle it, I'm having to walk small increments at a time to get around. And
can you scroll?
No, it's weird. Well, if you can, I couldn't figure it out very easily. Weird thing, this is the first time it's ever happened. Talking to someone, and then instead of them going, rawr, 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 and then a bubble coming up trying to suggest what they're thinking, this time you're going, rawr, 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 but a speech bubble comes out of top of your head and you actually see what you're saying. I was like, whoa, they can speak? Because there is a limitation to what you can interact with, so they're actually able to write in, where normal Sims, there's no way that they could put any speech in there, because this...
They could if they wanted to.
It would be limited, because it would make the game crapper, because they're limited on what they would say. Where Sims, you're getting the gist of it, because they're...
Mumbling.
Yeah, because it's a simulation of life. You don't need to hear what they're saying. So it ruined it a little bit, and I was kind of like, oh, okay... And then you were looking after the... And then it started feeling like a dumbed-down version of Nintendo. You know, you've got a tiny little hand, and you're kind of going around the dog, and he's like... And then you give him some food, and then I was combing him, and I checked his heart, and he was, like, skipping unnaturally from left to right while I was trying to listen to his heartbeat. Which, as a gamer, it didn't really tell me anything other than I can listen to his heart. I didn't know anything other than that his heart beats. And then I gave him doggy treats, and then it was, like, this doggy house, and you could put him in it and stuff, and I was kind of like... Yeah, I'm going to turn this off and play Neverwinter Nights 2 and do my review on that. So, it was short-lived. At first I was thinking, maybe I can play this for a while, you know, and it cost me a tenner. Oh, I wouldn't. If I'd played it already, I wouldn't put a tenner into someone's till for it. Kids, yeah, it's simplistic. They'll probably get their heads around it a lot quicker than I will and probably enjoy it because it's got limitations. Myself, I love Sims 2 in...
We played the PC version, so we won't settle for a crappy console version.
Yeah.
So and I won't even settle for the crappy PC version.
It's because it's got EA written on it. It has to be something uber for you to even go EA. Although Sims 2 is probably one of the few EA games that actually don't crash.
Sims 1, I was absolutely appalled with it. Sims 1, crap, garbage. Worst piece of code ever written in the history of the universe.
It should actually come up when you do a virus scan.
Sims 2 fixed all those problems.
Mm, it was good code.
Sims 2 I could actually play for a while until I realised, yeah, this is boring. But, you know, Sims 1 is like, oh my god, why can't my Sim walk around the goddamn sofa?
Mm.
Because it was so buggy.
Mm.
They never fixed it. The navigation code in The Sims 1 is still written by a chimpanzee on a typewriter.
What I would like...
You know, for God's sake, hire some more engineers to make it work right and stop selling all these 50 expansion packs without fixing the bugs in the game.
Craig came up with something that he thought was a good idea. I must admit, it's a shame they can't do it as a patch for a switch-on button for Sims 2. He said he wished that he could leave it on when he went to work, so they carry on doing their normal thing. It's a shame you can't have it so you can switch it on onto like auto mode and maybe stretch it out so a day is a full day or something like that. And you can have it running in the background and say you could just minimize it and it would, because you're not visually seeing anything, it would power a lot of the processing down and just, it knows what it's doing. And you can sit there, surf the internet and stuff and come back to them and then interact. And
none sounds of like a waste of time.
Windows coming up saying, because the problem is you can't leave it on and let some things get on with it, because it comes up with decisions and it won't go any further until you've pressed.
Carry on. Carry on, dude.
Ooh, that looks interesting.
Yeah, we need more information for us. Carry on.
But yeah, you cannot leave Sims 2 on all day on a PC version because of the fact that it...
I did.
Well, you can, but it comes up with decisions and you've got to click on a decision, so it kind of stops there.
So you basically want an automatic mode so it can run in the background until you can get loads of money while you're off doing something else.
Well, so you could leave them to it sort of thing.
Yeah, but the trouble is, if you're going to do that...
Because sometimes I like, you know, they go off and do stuff. I'd like to do other stuff at the same time. I must admit, I'm going to start playing it again, and I'll probably try and get it in Windows.
One of the key problems I have with The Sims is it's like, you know, this nanny thing where you have to tell them to go to the bathroom. I mean, God's sake, just go to the fucking bathroom.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I mean an automatic mode where they will get on with everything and you can...
No, it's just be automatic. You should just override it. It should be a proper simulator where they are their own people. But you can tell them to do stuff now and then if you want.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, go around to their neighbour with a shotgun and go into first-person mode and kill everyone.
Mm.
Now, that would be good.
Yeah, they don't want to emphasise murdering people, but...
Why?
It would be good. They want an 18 version.
There's nothing wrong with murdering people. They're going to murder Saddam.
Although, I do like the fact that you can have lesbianism in it. You can get two women to go get in the bathtub and do it. Yeah.
You're kidding.
No.
Can you get two men to do it?
Yeah. No babies are created, but yeah, you can get two guys to be partners.
Oh, that's cool then.
So they made sure that
because the trouble with Americans is they're all, you know, homophobic, aren't they?
But you know, that's a nice idea.
You know, they didn't let gay people get married. I mean,
but yeah, I think I like about Sims as a game in general is the fact its expansion packs work really well in the sense of instead of saying. Let's rewrite the game. You know, if they did Sims Pet 2 like they did the console one, it would ruin the game. But instead, it's just saying, now you can have pets. Where now your kids can go to university. Now you can actually go to a nightclub and pool. Now you can actually own your own business and stuff. You don't have to, it's there. You can take what elements from the expansion pack you want. It's not like all of a sudden Sims 2 is not Sims 2 and you're like, I don't want this anymore, I just want to turn it off so you have to uninstall the expansion pack. Now it's there if you want it, but if you don't want it, you don't want it. Which I do
okay.
Like. So.
Right. Catherine says in the chat room, EA representative told them about how EA with The Sims installed some sort of file. Well, a file doesn't execute, so a file won't do it. Yeah, stop typing. I can't. Scrolling the window. Some sort of file. When you choose to upload stuff to the net, because you can put, you know, your families you make and stuff like that and items up, EA get everyone's play data, which tells them everything they do as they play, what they buy in the game, and etc. Apparently, Will Wright sits and looks at it for hours. I think apparently it's in the end user license agreement somewhere. One, I'm not really bothered about that personally. It's seeing what I'm doing in the game.
Well, yeah, they want to know what's working, what's not. If people are, you know, if there's a fad about doing something in the game, they'll aspectly change on that. If they find that they've made this really cool stuff and they spent loads of time on it and not a single person plays it,
don't waste your time doing it in the next game.
Then they know two things. Either nobody wants to know about it, or if they think, well, I know it's not that easy to find, so if no one's using it, it means either no one likes it or no one's found it yet.
Yeah.
So it means that they can start changing the games a bit better. So, you know, it is good when you do stuff like that because you'll be able to find out what's working, what's not, sort of thing.
I mean, if I was Will Wright, I'd probably look at it for hours. It'd be really fascinating what people are doing. As long as it's done completely, no personal identifiable information goes off. And as long as it does say what it's going to do, and it does give you an option of opting out of doing it, which I don't think this is actually doing,
Because
you should always have an opt-out.
Imagine what it's doing is, part of the program is recording what the game's doing, a game recorder, and making it into a file that can be uploaded with your stuff, so that they know that, you know, you were using this, you always went for this sort of job, you were creating your characters looking like this, using these sort of clothes, you went for this sort of house, these sort of things you're buying, these sort of things you weren't.
Catherine also says, any content that people upload becomes EA's and the second it goes on the net. That's not surprising.
No, it's their game.
It's their game. They own the content, even if you make it. Same thing with Spore. Yeah, again, I'm not surprised, really. One thing I will point out about end-user license agreements, because we were having a discussion at work earlier today with some dude. End-user license agreements don't apply in the United Kingdom. They're illegal by law, so ignore it.
Really?
Money has changed hands. There's the agreement. You can't put an extra agreement on top.
So that only that thing where it says you go agree.
Yeah, ignore it. It don't matter.
And that's why there's two in WoW then.
You can have terms and conditions of, you know, running a service, but once you've bought that game, if I buy Silent Hunter there, which, you know, I'm not using somebody else's servers to play it, where they do have the right to say, "Oi, you're a fucking bastard, get off my server."
Yeah.
They can't do that. So yeah, end-user license agreements do not stand up in the United Kingdom.
Cool.
And probably the rest of the European Union. Catherine is now saying something about Half-Life Episode 1, which she is currently typing. Oh, in Half-Life Episode 1, it records exactly everything you do as well.
So, you should, when playing Half-Life Episode 1...
I know. What we do...
Find a dead body and spend 2 hours shooting him.
No. What you want to do, get your gun out and shoot a message on the wall saying, "Fuck off." Then you can, you know, look up the pattern of your shots and see the words "fuck off" on that screen.
Yeah.
Don't spy on what I'm doing.
I like that.
Yeah, man. Okay, so thank you, Catherine, for that valuable insights about how we're being spied on.
We're being spied upon!
Because, you know, if you take Windows and Media Center and all that, they all have the option to, you know, go into the Customer Experience Improvement Program or whatever it's called. But it's opt-in. By default, it's off. So they should do. They shouldn't just spy on you, like, you know, see what you're doing in the game. Even though I turn it on, because I don't have a problem with it. But you should always give people the ability to opt out. Ooh, okay. So Sims 2 Pets Review. What do you actually give it?
As a DS game, if there was nothing else out there, there was no other. Or even if it was just a console release. As a console release. Yeah, it's an alright game for DS. It's working well, it uses the screen, it's not ignoring the stylus. Lots of tutorials helping you, lots of stuff to read, go through it all. So yeah, it's a good game, but when you compare it, it's just running off the fad of Sims 2, which is so much better on the PC. It's a big disappointment. If you do not own a PC, you've never played Sims, and you've probably only ever played them as console games.
You know. I'm missing out on a lot.
But it's not going to ruin the game. Where if you've already got, if you're going to buy Sims 2 on the PC, do not buy any other version. Fair enough. I think Sims 2 on the DS isn't too bad, but that's all built around that concept. But it, you know, it's limitations. I had Sims, not bursting out, but the original Sims on the GameCube, and that was like limited. Seriously limited. It was fun. I played it for a while.
GameCube.
Then took it back. But yeah, having it on the PC, there's nothing quite like it.
Okay, so next up. So, did you actually give it out of 10?
Out of 10, I give it a 6.
Okay, so next up, we've got Windows Vista RTM news. The rumour is going around that Windows Vista went RTM on Friday, along with Office 2007, and Microsoft are going to announce it tomorrow. So that's hardcore.
That is. Which means if that's true, probably within a week you will be running off a full build.
Yeah, man, no more Release Candidate 2 for me, and no more silly thing down there.
Does that mean that you're allowed to press the startup sound and let everybody know about it, or do we have to keep that quiet?
I didn't see a non-disclosure agreement. They didn't make me sign one for the beta versions, whatever.
Cool, so you'll be able to hear the sound of Vista.
Well, hang on, have I already showed you this?
Yeah, you showed me the sound.
The suspected one, yeah.
Yeah, but no, you'll be able to bring it up sound file and hit it and just hit play, and you can play it again and again and again.
Yeah, okay. Well,
and again and again and again.
Oh, but one thing I will show you though, quickly.
Go for it.
Icons, new icons and all that sort of stuff, they're all coming through. Where is that? Yeah. New icons, calendar, collaboration, DVD maker, something else, media player, movie maker.
They've all got a very plastic transparency thing going.
Glass.
Through. Yeah, the glass. It's a nice.
New wallpapers as well.
Wallpaper!
Catherine says she want a proper finished one as well. Well, I'm sorry, but I don't have it yet. Yeah, this wallpaper looks really nice. Also, on the Windows Vista front, is have you heard of Aurora Desktop?
No.
Okay, basically for Windows Ultimate, the rumor is one of the Ultimate extras will be Aurora Desktop. Now, this is what it's going to be called something else, but basically what it is, it's a moving screen wallpaper. So
oh, yeah.
Before you could do animated desktop, you could, you know, use active desktop to do an animated, you know, wallpaper.
Yeah, I had one with a GIF from Star Wars Episode 1 playing in the background, and it was awful.
Yeah, this will actually be like, you know, proper, decent working. So yeah, that's cool.
One that you design yourself, or is it just a made setup one of all?
You'll have some built in, but these are those two new wallpapers, and so is that one.
Oh, there's that one that looks like the mountain's on fire.
Yeah.
So that one looks a little
This one is going to be the new default.
And the one
that's going to be bliss.
And the one to the left looks a little bit like
that looks nice.
Northern Lights.
It is, I mean, Aurora.
Yeah.
That's you know.
Well, that would be cool. So you have, like, the Northern Lights moving around the back of your desktop.
Yeah, there you go. Those are the new icons there as well.
That's very nice. I'm liking that.
But that will probably be next year before they roll that out. So that would be pretty cool, having like a moving desktop. Because with the glass, it'll look quite nice if it's just subtle. Not something that's, you know, some dude rolling around in a tank on your wallpaper, which will just distract you, but just a subtle movement. Because they had that in the setup. When you install Windows Vista Beta 2, it had an animated wallpaper during the setup, and it just, you know, it's just the Aurora thing moving gently back and forth, which was cool.
No, that'd be nice. That would be.
So yeah, that's Windows Vista news. RTM possibly tomorrow.
So by next show, we will let you know.
MSDN have said they will have them out to MSDN subscribers within 7 days.
Will yours come in a nice box, or are you going to miss out on all that?
MSDN download to start with. Then it will come out on one of those. But I'll buy a copy because I want a nice box. And plus, on the, you know, I don't have to pay very much for it. In fact, I don't pay anything for it.
Yay!
Right, anyway, Anything else?
No, I'd say that's pretty much it.
We're at an hour, so whatever.
Next week I'll have an update on
Dawn of the War type people.
Yeah, I'll have a review on Dawn of War. I'll yatter on about Neverwinter Nights 2 of what I got to up to lately. I'm back on WoW.
World of WoW.
Back on the World of WoW. And
World of WoW. They should call it that instead.
The World of WoW. And soon I will be doing a review on the new issue 8 of City Heroes when it comes out later.
And
November.
I'm sure in a couple of episodes I'll be doing Gears of War.
Yes, Gears of War.
And we'll also have some PS3 stuff up because the PS3 comes out in the United States in the next couple of weeks.
So we'll see how it happens. Does
Sony go
bust? So
we'll see how much of a disaster that is.
Getting all excited.
Ooh, it's like Christmas. I'm not a Christian.
No Christmas.
I'm not Christian. I don't celebrate Christmas. Right, anyway, feedback can be left on the blog at feedback. Feedback can be left on the blog at GamerCast.net. Or you can email or you can email us at feedback@GamerCast.net. Or you can come talk with us on the forums at portalforums.net. Links to all that stuff on GamerCast.net.
And come see us live.
Yeah, come see us live at the Glastonbury Festival in whenever it is. We'll be there doing our episode live.
With hippie hair, and we'll be sat in red beanbags like MTV. All you see is our arms, all squished up with a pair of legs sticking out.
So next Sunday, we'll be doing it live again at 7 o'clock UK time. Other times are mentioned on the actual website, GamerCast. Yeah.
Go to the GamerCast Live at any point and listen to any random show playing one back of the other. It's cool.
We will see you next week.
Laters.
On episode 48.
Bye.